Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story is told by Jess Brownrigg.
In August 2013.
Where the theme was holiday disasters.
So, okay, so I'm a guide, as you can probably guess, on the big bus tours. And so we take tourists around London. So I'm a guide on the buses on a microphone, doing the whole, you know, Big Ben's on your left and all that kind of stuff. I also do walking tours around London as well. So take people to the sites and tell little stories, and it's rather fun. Now, what's quite interesting when you get groups of tourists together is that even though they've never met each other before, you tend to get this very strange group mentality that kind of arises. So you get groups of people who are absolutely loving it, and all of them are just really, really going for it. They love it, and they're really engaged. Or you get groups of people who are just staring there, kind of their eyes baring into your soul, looking at you going, who the fuck are you? Now, about a year ago, I think it pretty much was a year ago, it was during the Paralympic Games, so pretty much was a year ago, I was doing a ghost walk around London. And I did one this evening, actually, as well. And they're good fun. You go around to some kind of spooky places around London, tell some ghost stories and stuff, and go to a pub halfway through. You'll regularly expect to have a couple of people drop out in the evening because they want to go to a show or go for a meal or whatever. So that's understandable. You lose one or two people as you go around. Anyway, this evening, I had 12 people, started with 12 people, and it was one of those groups who were just staring at me, just kind of looking at me, kind of going. No matter what I said, no matter what jokes I told, no matter how many questions I asked them, just... Got to the pub, stopped halfway through, had a few drinks, and after the pub, after we grouped from the pub, out of 12 people, 9 people left. Okay, all right, it's going pretty badly. So I had 3 people left on the tour who I think are pretty much only continuing the tour just out of pure embarrassment because everybody else had fucked off. So I had an elderly couple from New York in their mid-70s and a young kind of girl in her 20s, also from America somewhere. And I was like, you sure want to carry on? You know, we can stop the tour if you like. They're like, no, carry on. So we carried on the tour. And we went to, there's a church on the Strand called St. Mary le Strand. It's a lovely old church. It's right in the middle of the road. And traffic goes around the church. And back in Victorian times, there's a little graveyard next to the church, again, in the middle of the road. And so I talk about my ghost tours sometimes. Because back in Victorian times, there's a really bizarre old law that you had to be buried in your parish graveyard. And that meant that with as London grew in population, you had graveyards absolutely stacked with coffins of people because they could only be buried in this one parish graveyard. So I was talking about the church. I had my 3 people who are left kind of facing me, lined up against the wall, had the church behind me. So I introduced the church and I did this very big sweeping gesture. So I said, this is the church of St. Mary le Strand, and smacked a passerby full in the face. I wanted to die. I wanted a lightning bolt. I wanted the meteorite just to kill me there and then. And understandably, this woman, there's a lady in her mid-40s. She wasn't massively injured. she wasn't cut. She was wearing glasses, a bit of a red mark on her face. Didn't break the glasses. Understandably, she went completely nuts, screaming at me like, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue your company. What's your name? And I was just groveling, just, I'm really sorry, really sorry, really sorry, just apologising and apologising and apologising. And she kept on threatening to sue. So I had my name tag, and it's like, I could take that off. Put that in there. And she just wouldn't calm down at all. I kept on trying to calm her down and say, look, I'm really sorry. Wasn't coming out. She was getting angry and angry and angrier. Eventually, the 75-year-old little New York lady kind of went up this woman and said, gotta back off, lady, back off. And this woman then turned and started shouting in her face as well. At this point, I was thinking, okay, right, I've done my best. I'm a bit worried about my customers now, my tourists. So I said to them, let's get off here. So we kind of sidled away, hoping that she was just going to piss off kind of that way. So we carried on that tour. And I said to my group again, look, we don't have to carry on. You know, we can stop this tour if you like, really. We, you know, it's okay if you want to go. And like, no, we want to carry on, So, okay. Carry on with the tour. And we kind of carried on walking in towards Temple, which is where the Knights Templar were kind of 800 years ago. And as we walk along, did another couple of ghost story stops and stuff. We noticed this woman was following us. Quite a distance behind, on her mobile phone, ranting, shouting into mobile phone. So we carried on for about 20 minutes. We got to Temple Church. It's a lovely old church, 800 years old. And I introduced that church with a much less sweeping gesture. It's like, that's a church there. Anyway, so started talking about the church. And after 5 minutes, the woman was still there, kind of shouting in her mobile phone. After 5 minutes, six police officers turned up. Two constables from the city of London and four constables from the city of Westminster all turned up. They were kind of like stood kind of in terms of distance, kind of probably more or less where the balcony is up there behind you. And you could hear every single word she was shouting at these police officers, just screaming at them. I could see the police officers looking at each other, kind of going, what? And eventually one of them kind of came over to me, and it was brilliant. He asked me my name. He had to do that just because it was a case they called out for. But he didn't ask me for any details about what happened. He didn't ask me for any information to recount, you know, my side of the story. He just said, we know. It's okay. It's all he said. And then it's wonderful. It kind of goes a little bit Scooby-Doo at this moment, because the other policeman started creating distraction by arguing with the woman. So she started shouting out at the end. Well, the other policeman went like, they snuck us off round the back of the church. So this woman kind of wouldn't notice that we disappeared. And the policeman came out with one of my favourite lines ever in kind of saying, you know, what they're doing. He said, we're trying to prevent a disturbance of the Queen's peace. And I love that phrase, disturbance of the Queen's peace. I mean, at that point, the Queen was on holiday in Balmoral Castle. What is she, a Jedi Knight or something? It's like, Philip, I'd sense a disturbance in the Force. So we were taken off. And he took us to the nearest street and said, like, okay, off you go. And the best thing that finished it off was this 75 New York lady said to the police officer, did you give us a ride back to a hotel? The police was like, no. So there you go. So that's kind of how I ruined someone else's holiday, or a night of their holiday last year. Thanks.
On Tuesday, the 17th of September, we're at the Ritzy in Brixton. Come join us for Stories of Bosses. That's Tuesday, 17th of September, Brixton Ritzy. True Stories of Bosses. For more details, head to sparklondon.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.